Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight is Ian, Bonnie, and Kumo in the studio here. You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you will find there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com, where we'll get back into your calls and thoughts. We're talking with Kumo here. He's a new mover here to New Hampshire, new libertarian, migrated. I mean, not new libertarian. You're a 6-year-old libertarian at this point.
Something like that.
They're about half a decade libertarian. We were just talking about how you ended up becoming a libertarian. You had moved over to Minnesota, and you discovered that the taxes were a little more oppressive there. They're a little more present in your life, leaving you with fewer dollars with which to spend, even though you were earning about the same amount. And I don't know if we actually got to the point where, like, you were frustrated.
Well, he said then the cops messed up an homeless encampment.
Oh, yeah. The cops destroyed a homeless encampment on a bridge, and you were living in your car at the time.
Yep, that was basically my snapping moment. I also did not mention, but cops would regularly park around me at public parks or public spaces because they knew I was a regular in the area.
Mm-hmm.
In the town I was in, so they would just constantly watch me, and I was like, "Listen, I'm just here chilling, and I'm not committing any crimes. I'm just relaxing here. I don't know what the problem is." So that also added to my animosity. I already had animosity towards cops because, you know, leftist, but, you know.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I mean, being critical of the police wouldn't necessarily lead one to libertarianism, per se.
Yeah, that is correct. The thing that got it was specifically the fact, though, I was living in a vehicle. So, you know, I was able to put it entirely in, as selfish as it is, to put it into my perspective of what if they came in and destroyed my van for some reason,
mm-hmm.
things like that. I don't know if that was the full thing, but effectively put me onto the what I would consider the Lulbert route, which is, you know, freedom is good because freedom good. I'm not going to look into any theory. I'm not going to. And keep in mind, I'm not disparaging people who think freedom good. It's just, looking at it now, I was not very principled in how I viewed liberty. Because I didn't even think about property rights. I just thought, I can do what I want.
To start.
Well,
so,
when cops are basically investigating you for doing nothing but wanting to live a life that they think might be strange, you know,
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
has got to make you start thinking, you know, like, I can do it if I want to, because you can.
Was it around that time with the cops and the homeless encampment and all that, that you took that quiz?
Pretty much. And then I saw that. And
political compass?
Yeah, political compass. And then I took that, and it basically kind of just set me on the path afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I admittedly did not know about Rothbard, Mises, or any of those, great writers or thinkers until.
Even though they are featured on that quiz, I think some of them are at least.
I don't even remember if they were. But regardless, like, I don't even think I would pay attention to them because I just looked at the quadrants.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know about them until like 2020 when there was, I forgot exactly what. YouTube channel had this rap with Marx versus Mises.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Historical rappers or something?
Yeah,
historical rap battles, something like that?
Well, there's a rap, there's epic rap battles of history, but that's probably not the one.
Yeah, it's not that one.
There's one by libertarians.
Yeah, it's one by libertarians where it's Marx versus Mises, and then I was like, who's this Mises guy?
Okay.
And then also the one with Hayek versus Keynes, and both of those, and I started looking into Mises and Hayek.
Mm-hmm. Is that how you found Tom Woods?
That came after, once I learned about Rothbard.
Mm.
And I was, what was it? It was, I think I was listening to, I think it was Drew Hancock.
I don't know that name.
Neither.
He made a bunch of short YouTube videos on the cathedral, weak libertarians, strong libertarians, younger guy. I think he works for, I don't know if he still works for Odyssey, but.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I think I've seen him on Twitter. Yep. He's a big Twitter guy, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. He's moved away from like liberty stuff and is focusing on video games, and he's putting a lot of his passion into that, and I actually commend him for that.
Well, yeah, that comes back to the cultural discussion that we were having before, right? Where we need more freedom-minded people in these creative arts areas.
Yep. And with that, then I'll start to get recommendations. And my YouTube recommendations, it's the Tom Woods Show, something, something. And it was the face of Tom Woods. And I'm like, who's this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you hear the guitar, prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. And I'm just like, all right, it's one of these guys. And then I started listening. I'm like, oh. He's reasonable. Yeah. And then I learned later he was a very big name. Mm-hmm. And I was like, right.
And then he went to Porkfest.
Oh, sorry. Also to say, on top of that, one of the other things reason I got it in my recommended was because I was also listening to Backwards. And
that's Eric July.
Yeah, Eric July.
Music.
Eric July rapper. And Tom Woods kind of pushed me even further into the into that ANCAP route.
What were you going to say, Bonnie?
I just love that Tom Woods is so reasonable. You would think, if you've just listened to him once or twice, that he's something like a minarchist. But really, he's like a straight-up anarchist.
Yeah, he's a voluntarist.
I love Tom Woods. He's definitely like, once I got shown Foundation for Economic Education, the same person who showed me that showed me Tom Woods, and I listened to like every Contra Krugman and like every Tom Woods that I could listen to, because there's like thousands.
Yeah, there's like, at this point, there's like 2,000 plus episodes.
Yep. And he's pretty prolific.
He does it like, you know, we do a show every single night, but he does like a planned out show at least like 3 times a week.
Yep,
it's crazy how much he puts out.
Let's go to the phones here. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes.
What's Richard yelling at you back there? Is he yelling at you? What's going on?
Oh, no, he's talking about something else. He doesn't know that I'm on right now. He's
okay.
Deaf.
All right, what's going on?
So, no, that I just want to say that I just can't believe that our state wants to increase our state session to 60 days, like 2 months every year now, instead of like 1 month the other year. They're really thinking about this.
Okay, just let me see if I can follow what you're saying. So the state house in New Mexico wants to increase the number of days they're meeting from 1 month every 2 years to 2 months every 2 years?
Okay, so one year they meet for 60 days, 2 months, and then next year they meet for 1 month, and it's just for budget.
Got it.
So now they figured out that they might need to have 2 month session every year, and then have a 3 week break between, so that they could all read all of the bills, what they're going to vote for. Because the bills, they can't even read through it because it's just too fast. I mean, and this year they introduced 800 bills. There's no way that they could read any of what, and they don't know what they're voting for, what they're reading, what it's about. And so they want to have a 3 week break, and they're really talking about this.
Okay, so, well, I wish they would just, you know, have 0 days that they were meeting, but I do have to commend the New Mexico House of Representatives for having such a short period of time in which they can do the worst possible things to the poor people
of
New Mexico.
I mean, it's
terrible
bad
state.
Over there.
Yeah, they do manage to get it done. And according to this, there are 70 seats in the New Mexico State House. You know, one other nice thing I can say about the New Mexico State House is they don't pay their legislature a lot of money. New Hampshire is sort of known for being, I think, the lowest of all of them, with $100 per year is what the New Hampshire state reps make, plus a small gas stipend. And I think New Mexico is, like, down towards the bottom of that list as well. I'm looking to see if it'll... Oh, okay, no, it's the... I have to correct myself here. The New Mexico House of Representatives has no salary, but they do get a per diem. So I don't know if their per diem ends up being more than what the...
Per diem is like your food for the day, right?
I think it's just a travel, you know, per day, right? Like you come for that day, you get paid for that day, that kind of thing. So I don't know what... Do you know what it comes out to, Sarah, what the typical take-home is for a state rep there?
I do not know exactly the breakdown. Mm-hmm. Per diem is like your hotel expense for your gas mileage.
So they're probably milking that then to some extent.
Yeah, you probably get a meal. Like in the military, you always like hear about per diems. Like I used to work in hotels in the on military bases, and like they'd have a per diem which covered their hotel, their gas, and like
food.
At least a meal, if not more than one.
Right, right. But you know what? They're not able to devote most of their time just working them for free. I mean, nobody else that works for free, but we want them to work for free. And so, they can't do like a fully committed job. Like a lot of the lawyers, it takes away from their law.
Then profession. They shouldn't run.
Well, I mean, but the thing is, that's why, well, who's going to run the state then, you know?
People who care about it that much. People who will make the time.
Yeah, there's essentially volunteer positions, and they managed to do it as is. So, like, it doesn't seem to not be working. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I'm looking here at ballotpedia.org, where they actually have taken the time to list all of the states and what the salary is for state representatives there. New Hampshire, of course, with $100 per year. New Hampshire, they're saying here, doesn't have a per diem. Now, maybe they're not considering whatever I don't know what they call it, but there's something they get for gas. And so it differs based on, like, if you are traveling a longer distance to in New Hampshire, like, let's say you live in the North Country and it takes you an hour and a half to get to the state house versus somebody who lives a couple towns away and it takes them 15 minutes, the people that have to drive an hour and a half do get a larger stipend than the people that have to drive 15 minutes. So it really is based on distance instead of what apparently New Mexico has, where they do get a per diem, which is $165 a day in January and February and $202 a day. So, yes, if you are a new New Mexico state rep, you are taking home a lot more money, it sounds like, because of the per diem than you would in New Hampshire. And according to the list here, yeah, there's no other state representative that makes less than New Hampshire. So New Hampshire is the lowest paid state representatives out there, which
there
is just awesome.
There was a talk recently about heightening that. I don't know if it was actually a bill that someone put in.
There's a bill, yeah, to raise it to like $5,000 or something like that, which
and
is insane.
My personal opinion is just that
it probably has no chance.
Not only does it, you know, take more money from the taxpayers and give it to people in the government, like that's bad in itself, but the other thing is just that's not how this position was intended. It was intended to be like, you don't really want to do it. It's like a thing like, man, I feel like I got to do this because you're serving, quote unquote. I mean, obviously it doesn't really work out that way. But the last thing I want is it to be like, you know, really profitable for people to be in the government. I mean, it already is in other positions, but, you know.
Indeed.
Amen.
So the number is 603-283-6160. Did we cover your story, Kumo?
I think we covered fair ground. I think we can start talking about El Salvador, the drag shows.
All right, good. So El Salvador, this is just an absolutely insane video. I will try to find. I don't have it in front of me right now, but I'll try to dig it up. It's on Nayib Bukele is the president there, dictator, and he's very active on Twitter. So all I'd have to do is go to his Twitter account. He shared it. It's a 3 minute long or two and a half minute long video, which just shows the conditions that these 2,000 humans are being put into. Now I'll be clear. They don't look like they're good guys, right? Like they're all tatted up. They look like thugs, right? Like the people that they have, at least the ones they show in the video. Who knows what all 2,000 of them look like? But they're not convicted, okay? And I think that for those of us that value at least the somewhat sham of a judicial system that the United States has, at least you are not guilty in the United States until you're convicted.
Well,
by that system.
They don't always play that by that rule, but that's an important rule that most people believe in.
Right. In theory, that's a good rule. Here, these guys have been rounded up, 2,000 of them, and they've been taken to a brand new prison as suspects, a jail that will eventually hold, according to the BBC, more than 40,000 people. Photos and videos show the first massive group of inmates, tattooed and barefoot, being led to the facility in shackles. And the way they're, by the way, being forced to walk is they're all hunched over. Mm-hmm. So these men are not allowed to stand tall, stand as men would stand. They are being diminutified, or whatever term you want to use. They're being lessened by being forced by, literally being surrounded by dozens and dozens of armed thugs of the state. And, like, you know, you step out of line, somebody's going to come in there and do some clubbing, basically, or worse.
I didn't think about that being the reason, but yeah, they were all being forced to walk, like, scrunched down a little bit.
A lot bit, yeah.
And when they're walking, their hands have to be on the back of their heads, I think.
I don't know. I keep thinking I saw that.
I thought they had to have their hands
are behind their back.
It's either backward, behind their head, forward, like...
In the image I'm seeing here, at least, they're behind their hands are cuffed. They're behind their backs. And they're shackled. Their legs are shackled as well. There's masked men who are manipulating these people. Prisoners sitting on the floor with their hands behind their shaven heads, stacked closely together before being taken to their cells. President Bukele tweeted that the first 2,000 people were transferred, quote, at dawn in a single operation to the Center for Confinement of Terrorism, which he says is the largest jail in the Americas. Quote, this will be their new house, where they will live for decades, all mixed, unable to do any further harm to the population. So he's not mentioning they're going to live here until their trial.
Yeah, that's what I was confused about when I read that caption. I was like, what about the ones that get found not guilty? Is that not happening?
It does not appear to be happening. This is a quote-unquote emergency measure, so they've invoked the emergency powers, which, of course, states love to just bring that up to justify anything.
Wow, that's so bad.
It's very, like, because I'm involved in a lot of the Bitcoin community and things like that, there's a lot of praise given to Nayib Bukele for his work with Bitcoin law and things like that, but the problem, and... even with skepticism amongst Bitcoiners about relying on a politician for solutions, there's a lot of praise given for that. But there's almost a free pass given sometimes with these
people look the other way
with these human rights violations. There are definitely Bitcoiners who are very, like Alex Gladstein is a very great example of that because he's a very strong human rights advocate. But looking at this with Nayib Bukele, it's interesting that the phrase, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. You know, mm-hmm. People say that, and then they'll see this, and then they turn the other way. Like,
you mean they're cheering it on.
Actually, in that case, it's even worse. Yes, a lot of these self-proclaimed liberty types are now cheering it on. And
that's sick.
And it's like...
it's a fundamental violation of human,
it was like
decency.
What is it? It's like, yeah, these people are clearly innocent. Look at all the tattoos and things like that. And don't get me wrong, could these people be gang members? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, we need to operate under innocent until proven guilty. If we want to live in a civilized society, we can't assume guilt by association. We can't assume guilt by appearance.
I mean, yeah, if one terrifying. Of those people is just innocent, it's an absolute tragedy.
Absolutely. Imagine being an innocent person and then being thrown in with 1,000 gang members and being told, well, this is your new life. You have to now live in the mega prison in Tecoluca, 74 kilometers southeast of capital San Salvador. It has 8 buildings. Each has 32 cells of about 100 square meters, which is roughly 1,075 square feet, to hold more than 100 prisoners, says the government.
I think the problem
The cells only have 2 sinks and 2 toilets each for over 100 men in 1,000 square feet.
Isn't that just going to blow back on the people who have to work at the jail because they're going to have to be constantly fixing those toilets?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. People that work at jails have real crappy jobs.
Yeah, like, sounds
they
like
hate
a
their jobs.
Really terrible idea.
It's gonna suck to work there for sure. But it's gonna be even worse to live there. I mean, you're talking about 100 square, you know, 1 square meter per prisoner, right? I mean, that's how are they gonna sleep? I mean, they're basically gonna be lying right next to one another.
I think
it's crazy.
I think the one thing, at least, with, keep in mind, this is not me condoning what is happening, but I think one thing that doesn't get played into effect is the verticality of some of these places. Mm-hmm. So at least, at the very least, they'll be able to sleep on top of each other.
Perhaps.
And not necessarily, yeah.
In a line, yeah. There's a good chance of that. That's true.
I mean, people who are condoning this because they're like, yeah, they look like criminals, wouldn't condemn, like, the Jews getting taken away in boxcars that got, you know, some of them died just from, like, being suffocated in a train because they were all stuffed in there together for days. I mean, that's, humans are humans, you know?
You know what the one thing, and I've seen this, you know the phrase, yeah, I'd rather 100 criminals go free
than one guilty man.
One innocent man found guilty. Yeah, one innocent man found guilty. Is people who are cheering this on now are using that in a mocking, deriding tone, and I'm like, isn't this exactly what we should be fighting for? Like, corruption within the system shouldn't be applauded, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is a blatant human rights violation.
Straight up. Yeah. This is like the most basic, clear human rights violation that I've seen in a long time. And the sick thing is, they are touting this in such a way. I mean, this guy is proud of what he's doing. He's putting it right
out
there.
Yeah, like really fancy video of
this
it and
everything.
This is a
high-level edit, well-edited. They've got like a soundtrack to it of like dramatic-sounding music. And there was even another video that came out today, Bukele. I can't play it because it's in Spanish, but there's titles, so it's titled English, and he's speaking to his troops, his gang members, who are all lined up in a large field, and he's talking about how this is a mission from God, and like he's invoking religion in this discussion of why they're doing the things that they're doing and helping keep people safe. So there's a ton of propaganda going on out there right now for this. Bukele, according to the story at the BBC, has declared a war on gangs as of last March, passing emergency measures, which have been extended several times. Said emergency powers have been controversial as they limit some constitutional rights, such as allowing security forces to arrest suspects without a warrant. Now, more than 64,000 suspects have been arrested in the anti-crime drive. The so-called authorities have said criminal gangs such as MS-13 and Barrio 18 number tens of thousands and are responsible for homicides, extortion, and drug trafficking. The aim of the mass arrests is to make the gangs, quote, disappear altogether. So one thing that's not going to happen here is any kind of rehabilitation. Okay, they're just planning on holding these men for, as he claims, decades of their lives. Presumably a lot of them are going to die in prison, and any of them that get out are definitely not going to be happy with their experience inside this system. This looks like an absolute nightmare, and we can continue here if you want to share your thoughts. You're welcome to join us. The number 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You USA News Update. Democrats are calling on the CEO of Norfolk Southern to testify before Congress following the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
Norfolk Southern, you've broken your trust with the American people. The American people, and of course the people of East Palestine, deserve answers.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said rail companies worked with the Trump administration to roll back safety standards while raking in large profits and laying off workers. Mississippi is the latest state to ban gender-affirming treatments for transgender youth.
No child in Mississippi will have these drugs or surgeries pushed upon them. This stops today. We are taking a stand.
Republican Governor Tate Reeves signed the bill into law Tuesday, saying there's a dangerous movement spreading across America. The measure prohibits gender transition procedures for anyone under the age of 18. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And also,
Kumo.
Kumo is here as well. Kumo has a Twitter account. He is not banned, unlike Bonnie right now, who caught a 7-day ban today, as we were just discussing off the air.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
For calling Joe Biden a fag.
Yeah, I didn't think that just using the word fag would get you banned. I thought, like, maybe if I, like, called a gay person a fag, then I would probably assume that I would get banned for that. But I didn't know calling an openly straight old man a fag gets you banned for 7 days.
Maybe he's gay.
Thanks, Elon.
Yeah, thanks, yeah. Free speech absolutist Elon Musk.
Well, I'm sure Elon Musk's excuse would be that he still doesn't understand the system. He keeps finding things that are wrong with it and trying to supposedly fix them. Who knows what really goes on behind the scenes. But you can follow Kumo on Twitter. His account is Kumo Krieger. It's spelled Kumo Krieger. So there you go.
Apologies today before I got banned.
Much appreciated.
All right. So, yeah, we were talking about this El Salvador situation, which is crazy. There's people who are just getting rounded up and thrown into a prison, which is designed for as many as 40,000 people. And I've got a story here that's getting gets a little bit more into some of the details on who's getting rounded up. According to the BBC, because as we pointed out, these are suspects. They've dumped 2,000 men into this brand new facility, and they're going to dump thousands more. They rounded up 60-something thousand people in most of the last year that this has been going on. Bukele, according to the BBC, calls this extraction. It is intended to tighten the military's control of El Salvador's major cities using high-tech surveillance equipment, ostensibly to prevent gang members from coming in or out. The operation began last December, with 10,000 members of the security forces descending on the town of Soyapango, where they started rounding up alleged gang members. Bukele dismissed the concerns of international human rights organizations and foreign governments over the state of exception he introduced 9 months ago following a weekend of extreme gang violence in which more than 70 people were killed. The emergency measure granted the police...
75 people were killed?
70.
Oh, well,
the emergency measure granted the police sweeping new powers, including the right to detain suspects without due process. Bukele told the officers it was supported by more than 95% of Salvadorians. It is undeniably popular, says the BBC. Murder rates are falling to new lows. Neighborhoods which have endured years of extortion and violence at the hands of the brutal MS-13 and 18th Street gangs are enjoying an unprecedented period of calm. However, as El Salvador's prison population is now proportionally the highest in the world, already overcrowded facilities are heaving under the new intake, prompting the government to announce the construction of a major new penitentiary. So this is a story from December, and now that facility is open. Evidence suggests hundreds, perhaps thousands of people with no discernible link to gang crime have been caught in the dragnet. When police officers came crashing through Zoila Torres's front door in April, she thought they must have made a mistake. We don't make trouble for anyone, she insists. My husband has nothing to do with the gangs. He works in a factory making sacks for transporting crops. Nevertheless, the police stormed their cramped home and detained her husband Manuel and her brother-in-law while her children were eating breakfast. Over the road at her brother's house, the same thing was happening, all on the strength of an anonymous tip.
Wow. I mean, have they gotten out?
The three men spent almost a month in the harshest prison conditions in Latin America. Zoila says they were regularly beaten in jail and have been left traumatized by the experience. So it does sound like they did get out. According to the story here, she managed to get them freed after their employer provided assurances that they were not involved in gang activities.
Wow, if you don't have a job, looks like sucks for you. You're just going to stay in jail and be beat all the time.
That's what it sounds like.
And the worst part is, they're probably not going to seek any, they're not going to be able to have any recompenses.
Oh, hell no.
Things like that.
It's emergency measures. Hey, look, you look like a gang member, and there's no more constitutional rights because of the emergency law, and so therefore you should just be thanking your lucky stars you're no longer in custody, son.
It's very funny when anything that's a temporary measure or an emergency measure usually ends up not being...
going on forever.
Well, it's like, let's go with one of the tales of all this time, the income tax, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's obviously
temporary.
It's very egregious, but temporary. Obviously not as terrible as 60,000 people being hauled away to some prison to be forgotten about, but...
Marta, an 18-year-old psychology student, was not so fortunate. Her father, Oscar, says that Marta, not her real name, was taken from her home after the police tried to force her to name a gang member. As she didn't know any gang members and was not prepared to falsely accuse anyone, they simply arrested her instead.
Holy crap.
There's a particular event in American history that very much echoes this thing where... if you had to name somebody, or else you would be considered one of the enemies.
The Red Scare?
Yeah, I was gonna say, this is McCarthyism under a different skin.
Or don't forget when they rounded up Japanese and German Americans and threw them into concentration camps just because of their heritage.
Yep.
So don't think it can't happen here. In late December, she'll have been in prison for 6 months, said her father. They arrested her for illicit association, but they provided no proof and no evidence at all. Oscar's attempts to secure his daughter's release, providing evidence of her enrollment in university and testimony from her church group as to her good character, have so far fallen on deaf ears. And now Marta, like thousands of other prisoners, is facing a further 6 months in legal limbo as the state of exception, which is their term, I guess, for state of emergency, is to be extended again this year.
Wow.
Lucretia Landaverde, a pro bono lawyer representing scores of detainees, says the policy is causing lasting damage to El Salvador's judicial system. Quote, so far there have been involved thousands of arbitrary arrests, unfounded accusations, and illegal detentions. There haven't even been preliminary investigations to check that those arrested form part of the gang structures, she argues. With habeas corpus all but suspended, and some police reportedly justifying the arbitrary detentions as simply the president's will, the road to full-blown totalitarianism is short, she warned. The crackdown has also targeted scores of ex-gang members, too, many of whom had renounced the gang life decades earlier and were attempting to make amends for their past crimes. Among them is William Arias, an evangelical pastor and former MS-13 member that the BBC interviewed in 2018. A tattoo of the gang's initials still visible on his forehead, William fully admitted to having carried out some heinous crimes in his youth, yet he insisted that for 18 years he had entirely dedicated himself to dissuading other people from following his path into the group. He was arrested in April, and his whereabouts are currently unknown.
Wow.
Imagine that for a moment. Like, it's bad enough to have people being captured and thrown into horrifying conditions, and then to not even know where your loved one is being held. Whether they're alive. Which facility that they're being held in. Even wondering whether you'll ever have a chance to speak to them on some crappy prison phone ever again in the future. His family has no idea. If he hasn't been released, doubtless he still had charges to answer, said the vice president of the National Assembly. He said, no, he's just speculating. And remember, many gang members use the church as a pretext, he alleged. The staunchly pro-Bukele deputy has repeatedly advocated for the death sentence for El Salvador's gang members.
Well, lots of gang members also use the government as a pretext.
They sure do. We were just talking about that earlier tonight with the Memphis situation with Tyree Nichols. Was that his last name?
Tyree Nichols, correct.
I was just saying these people are thugs.
They absolutely are.
Whether 100%. They're officially a part of a gang or not, they're officially part of the government gang.
It's terrifying what they're doing. And so, again, you know, to any Bitcoiners who are planning on going down there and supporting this thug, you need to think again.
I think the problem is just like a lot of Bitcoin people in the Bitcoin space, they just don't actually care about the actual principles that Satoshi Nakamoto cared about.
No, a lot of them just want to make money.
They just want to make money. It's silly.
And they will curry favor with any politician who is pandering to them. And that's what this guy is doing, Bukele. You know, I mean, he's entertaining in the same way that Trump is entertaining, and he's also, you know, much worse in a lot of ways than
he's
Trump
worse.
Was.
He's like, no, I would rather have Trump be a president than naive Bukele.
I mean, it's one dictator for another, but at least there's the pretext of the rule of law in the United States. Still,
and I definitely don't want that Vivek Ramaswamy guy getting elected, because he basically wants to do this in the United States, but with the cartel in Mexico. He thinks that we can just go into Mexico and
He wants to literally bring the military into Mexico and start bombing the cartels.
You know, I thought Vivek was pretty decent on his critique on ESG, but I feel like sometimes people go beyond the scope of what they are actually good at commenting on. So him moving on to other aspects is, I think, a hindrance to his process.
Well, I mean, this a lot of people on the right may be correct about ESG or what's the thing
CBDC?
In the schools? No, the schools where they're
social emotional learning.
That was one of them, and then there's the other. There's another thing that they're doing in the schools. The with the race
critical
stuff. Thank you.
critical
race
theory.
Yeah. Yeah, I know he's a critical. He's a critic of critical race theory, I think, as well. So, yeah, he's probably right on some things. So was Trump, right? But this guy is a psychopath who wants to actually start a literal war with the drug dealers.
The Mexicans today still hate this one president from, like, 2010 that declared war on the cartels, and, like, I don't know how many untold thousands of people, innocent people, died because of that.
Yeah, I'm about ready to block the guy or like mute the guy on social media because he's followed by and liked by some libertarians who I've said, y'all should know better than to get fooled by some politician.
Like, seriously, a speech? Politicians can say anything.
Right, they do. They know their audience, and they know what to say to, you know, work that particular crowd. And so apparently this guy showed up at a libertarian event here in New Hampshire, and there's these libertarians that are, like, posting about him. Like, have you seen what this guy has said? He's promoting the vaccination. He's a pimp for the pharmaceutical industry, basically, and he also wants to ramp up the war on drugs. I mean, this guy is no libertarian.
He appeared on Ben Shapiro's show as well, detailing, like, some really bad critiques of libertarianism as well. Dave Smith and Rob Bernstein did a very good breakdown of what him and Ben Shapiro have said as critiques on their show some time ago. So, Rebecca, I don't think, like, him moving into libertarian spaces is one of those things where I think it's kind of a Weld Johnson scenario where, you know, conservatives' minds are moving into the libertarian space to curry favor.
Mm. Yep. Yeah, he just wants to get votes. You know, he wants to get votes in the battleground state, right? New Hampshire's the first in the nation primary, and he's just doing what all politicians do. They come here and they pander to people. Anyway, let's go to Jimmy. He's in Florida. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm from Wisconsin, too, and I hear you have a man here that moved to New Hampshire from Wisconsin. Could I explain to him why this isn't going to work for him?
Go ahead, bud.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago, you had a story about all the child porn going on in the Pentagon and what have you. I think the captain was there. I don't think you were there, Ian.
Okay.
Maybe you heard about it. Okay. Here's the problem with that. He moved there because it's free. As soon as the free country of New Hampshire forms, guess who also will move in there? All the child porn people, because they know they won't get caught. Let's put your man on. What's he going to do when all the child porn and all the evil, nefarious people move to New Hampshire and join him there? It's your turn, Wisconsinite. What are you going to do? What's your answer? What's your solution?
Well,
are you implying that Florida does not have pedophiles?
No. Here's the problem. You guys, you know, you didn't say it. I'll ask you a question here. You didn't say, let's get rid of the government, then child porn will go away. That's the impression I got. Now, is that what you're saying? As soon as the government goes away, child porn is going to go away?
Who said that?
I don't
think that.
But that's what the impression. You guys were just,
This is
the guy who calls in and always tells me, Bonnie, try to name a civilization that was libertarian that didn't fail.
Just to clarify, you're referring to another show on which none of the three of us were seated.
Yes.
Okay, so how are we supposed to comment on what was said on a night when none of the three of us were here to actually comment that? I can't imagine anyone would say that child porn would just disappear in a free society. I mean, certainly under a society in which prostitution was legal, you would likely see lower amounts of human trafficking, and it's possible that some child pornography is produced through human trafficking, where people are literally enslaved and being held against their will. So perhaps there could be an argument that there may be a reduction.
Well, just in general, if a society is less sexually repressed, then they won't go off into the weird things people get into when they're sexually repressed, unnatural things like pedophilia.
Could be. I think that, Jimmy, what you would likely see in a truly free society, which is, you know, what we're talking about here, is people probably would not be okay finding out that their neighbor was in the process or business of producing child pornography. And I suspect there would be some pretty strong social upheaval or social rejection, possible, you know, violence that would be used against those people to run them out of those communities. So I think you're...
Wait, Bonnie, you said you're going to draw a gun on me? because I'm a child porn?
No, I didn't. Did we hang up on this freak?
Wait a second.
Yeah. No.
Go ahead, Kumo.
Okay.
Are you admitting that you are a child pornographer?
No, I'm just saying you're going to be a magnet.
Somebody might draw a gun on you. Yeah, that's a very real possibility. Like, there's a good chance there's a good chance that some angry dad is going to find out, like, that Jimmy, his next door neighbor, is actually a child pornographer.
Right. Yeah.
And that's probably not going to go over real well with the dads in the neighborhood. I don't know. I'm just going out on a limb here. I suspect.
Yeah. No. No. I'm not moving up there.
Okay. Good. Yeah. We don't want you here.
Point, and I'm not into anything I know of, but this guy has a boring voice. He's a monotone.
Yeah, well, you're boring. The number is 603-283-6160.
That's
603-283-6160. Let's go to the phones here. I think you've been great tonight, Kumo.
Thank you.
CW is on the line here in Arizona, and that's, by the way, one of our most hostile callers, so can't expect any compliments
from
that
guy. Plus, he just likes my voice. He's obsessed with me.
CW, go ahead.
Hello, KTOX representing.
Welcome, sir.
Listen, pedophiles are part of a good hygiene for women. You got to have pedophiles.
Oh, to file your toenails?
Yes. There's my joke for the day.
Okay. Oh, God.
Yes, there's my joke for the day. Great call for that joke. But anyways, you guys were talking about Chuck earlier. He called about the Little House on the Prairie. What would happen, I was thinking about this, if the natives actually had full reign and the New World never came to populate and then to create all the mass migration of the New World into the natives' property because they were self-governance? I bet they trekked all the land. They knew what their land was versus the other tribes. You know what I'm saying? I'm just wondering what would have happened if they would have been able to thrive on their own versus have the dominance of an outside world. That's all.
Are we still talking about the television show?
Americans.
No.
Just speculating.
The actual Native Americans. Yep. Okay, gotcha.
It'd probably be a really freaking cool society that would be really interesting and fun to look at, even, like, I was going to say to see, but yeah. Even to look at, because probably wouldn't be all boring looking like, you know, Washington, D.C.
Instead, you've got the Bureau of Indian Affairs, I think is what it's called, and they are a federal government agency that rules over these Indian reservations and basically just disincentivizes them from being great.
I believe John Stossel has a very good piece on this
from like 20 years ago. Yeah,
that I think he actually updated.
Oh, really?
Relatively recent.
Oh, interesting.
Detailing, and it's very, like, a very short watch on things like that. But actually, go into further speculation of what would happen if the European powers did not engage in colonialism against the native people. I'm going to be quite honest, I'd put a fair wager that there would still be wars, there'd still be a decent amount of tribalism, but because there's so many different tribes, you'd have a lot of interest, like, it would be I'd be quite honest, it'd be kind of like the United States now, except instead of the states as they are, it's tribes in particularly geographical areas. That, as an example, in Wisconsin, you have the Ojibwa in the Black River, and the Ho-Chunk. Those three, they tend, at least in this modern age, they get along quite well. You'd still have some of the same problems that you do today you would still have some of the same problems you did with various European powers up until very recently, and even now with the war going on between Russia and Ukraine. Wars would still happen. I just think it'd be harder to maintain those wars, and cultures would eventually just be able to engage in free trade and positive interactions.
Yeah, that would have been an interesting world to live in. Let's go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, question on secession. So if New Hampshire successfully secedes from the United States, then I would speculate that any of the counties in New Hampshire or any of the municipalities or any of the townships or any of the neighborhoods or just myself and my little yard, I could secede, or any of those can secede from New Hampshire. Is that correct?
Sure,
I would like that.
That's actually very similar to what Liechtenstein does.
Really?
Liechtenstein's, I believe it's provinces and not counties, they have it within their constitution that any county, I'm just going to use that term just because it's easier, can secede from Liechtenstein.
And become their own country?
Become their own country. So Liechtenstein is incentivized in order to provide good services and be a good country. I feel like if if New Hampshire did that, they would the hypothetical country of New Hampshire would do its best in order to retain customership or, you know, retain its regions.
That's
would
a
they,
great
would
point.
Would they be able to secede? Absolutely, in my personal opinion. It's just a matter of what would New Hampshire do to maintain the positive relations with those counties, municipalities, hell, even you in your own backyard.
Yeah, and so that would be basically like a constitutional amendment that might make that possible? I think that's a great idea. David, does that answer your question?
Yeah, that works. Oh, and by the way, just like that Chuckles the Clown guy, don't believe anything CW from Bullhead says. Can't trust him.
Okay. Well, by the way, he dropped off the line. I don't know if anyone
Then I won't trust that joke he made.
All right. Thanks, David, for the call. The number is 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. Any other comments on El Salvador?
I think we, at least from my end, I think we covered it pretty well. Human rights violations, bad. Totalitarianism, bad.
I mean,
that article is terrifying. I mean, all the innocent people.
Right, right. And we're just scratching the surface. I mean, that's just three people the BBC talked to, and they've arrested 60-something thousand of these people, these quote-unquote suspects, and as we're learning, many of which were just simply snitched on by some anonymous tip. Oh, I don't like, you know, Bonnie. I'm going to call up the cops and say she's a gang member, and then you get snatched up out of your life, and then your loved ones have to do everything possible to try to get you back. And, you know, if
you're
already
abused
figure out
in
where
there,
you
no matter
are,
what, anyway.
Yeah, if we can even find out which facility you're being held in. If any information is being made public at all. So, once again, if you're a Bitcoiner out there and you are in some way considering supporting the Nayib Bukele Bitcoin beach thing or whatever, they're kind of like a Bitcoin city, yeah, the Bitcoin volcano, and they want to sell Bitcoin bonds in order to make this happen, just remember who you're giving money to. Okay? I don't know. They might pay back, but remember who you're giving money to. You're giving it to a tyrant, a dictator, and if you care about freedom at all, you shouldn't be doing that. Go find some DeFi thing to get into instead. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, check out Kumo on Twitter. He's at Kumo Krieger. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.